Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons, oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Check. See now. We're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Check. That's your sports buddy, Chick McGee.
Hello.
She's dancing right next to me. It's Christy Lee.
Hi, everybody.
Josh just got back from the bathroom where he washed his mouth out with soap.
I did, yes.
This is Tom speaking.
He's on probation.
He's dejected, discouraged.
Don't hump down like
down.
That. That's not good for your posture.
I was telling this young kid, I said, you know how many times I've cussed on the air. Not as nearly as many as Tom, but my point is,
it was a slip of the tongue.
Yep,
it was an accident.
Once again, when you're reading Japanese here in English, you say "foo."
Yeah,
maybe
that's
we
the
should
key.
Just have a no Japanese rule around here,
or get a Japanese correspondent.
Who was I talking to?
Go.
And they were actually talking about the places they'd been and they traveled, and they went to Phuket or whatever, however you say
no, that's
that.
That
is
very,
how you say it.
Very
that,
unfortunate spelling.
And that, yeah, that's
where is that? Somewhere
get,
in the Pacific?
It's Thailand.
It is
that.
Thailand.
It's
yeah.
P-H, it's P-H-U-K-E-T.
I bet we get that every morning.
What, have you seen this?
It sounds like what you say at the end of a rough day.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Phuket.
Well, we're hitting the bar. Now, we have joining us on the telephone, she is our East Coast correspondent, Allie Breen has joined us. Allie, are you there?
I'm here. How's everyone doing?
Good. Hi, Allie.
Good.
Now, we're all doing okay except for Josh. We just had to press the bleep button.
I heard. I'm glad to talk to Josh on his last day at Bob's home.
Yeah.
He's okay. It was a slip of the tongue. He didn't.
I know. You guys were talking about funny named places. I have my niece used to call popcorn something that's unmentionable, and she loved popcorn. She would call it, can I spell on air?
Maybe not in this.
Give me a hint. What is the first
word is phallic.
Okay. No. I know what you're going for.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah,
well, that's
and
so
the second
sweet.
Word is porn. Yeah. It
yeah.
Was so the opposite of what.
Yeah.
And in public, in the grocery store, she'd be yelling it. It was.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Well, my question funnier. Is there any other kind? I mean,
right.
There's the only. My daughter would not say the second P in popcorn. It was adorable. Popcorn.
Popcorn.
Want to get more popcorn?
Oh.
She also said, and I say this to this day, Mazagine. I will never say magazine properly again because yeah. I heard
we all have words we can't get right.
Yeah.
That happens
absolutely.
To everybody.
Yeah. And this niece, I don't know if this is telling now, she just, you know, they just got their first report cards and it did not go well. And it turns out that she had been hiding progress reports from her parents all year long, and she forged her dad's signature and sent them back to school.
Wow.
Someone has a career in sales.
I know.
Or president of the United States.
That's great.
Exactly.
How old is she now?
She is 10.
Ooh, yikes.
I know.
Fifth grade. That can be problematic in the future.
I know.
Now, last time we talked to you, you were dating this guy, but he still had not been up to your room.
Yes.
And you were playing tennis with him. What's the latest? Is that going well?
It's going well. Yeah. Things have progressed, I guess.
Progressed? Okay. What does that mean?
Well, I'm not sure we
don't
know.
Well,
Was there any was there any occasion for a little popcorn?
You went to a movie? How sweet.
Exactly. That was what I was trying to say. Yeah. Well, this is so we went out. We've been hanging out a bunch. We went to a nice dinner the other night. He did come back up to my place. I had wine at dinner. I swear, I was like in the bathroom, like dry heaving out. Like I don't drink that much. So it was a really nice night, other than the fact that after being home for about an hour and a half or 2 hours, all of a sudden I was like sick on my bathroom floor.
Oh, ooh. No.
Did he do the gentlemanly thing and come hold your ponytail?
He offered, but I was like, stay away. So he hung out and watched TV while I, I know. How horrible is that?
So how did you get him to gracefully leave?
You know, he stayed. He just stayed and like, waited until I was done.
Vomiting.
You know, pretty much, yeah.
And she sprayed Axe in her mouth and everything was okay.
Oh, there we go.
That's exactly how it went.
Sounds good. We're speaking with comedian Allie Breen, and she is in New York City in her small apartment where she has seen a – do we know what this guy does? Have we talked about that at all?
Yeah, he's in finance.
Ooh. Oh,
finance.
Oh,
good with money.
Yeah. Exactly.
So he's the exact opposite of a comedian or actor.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's why I'm not nice to going out to nice dinners with wine. Apparently, that did not go over well.
Yeah. I see. Well, now, are you going home for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I'm going to go to my sister's for Thanksgiving.
Where does she live?
She's in North Carolina.
Oh, there you go. That'll be nice.
Yeah, in Whispering Pines, it's called.
Oh, what a beautiful sounding place.
I know, it sounds like it's out of a novel, doesn't it? A romance novel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, no one in the room knows it yet, but I'm getting everyone on here in the room here a delicious pie for Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
From my pie lady.
Well, that's exciting.
Ooh,
I have to get
you
your
a pie lady?
I do. I have to get your orders today. Oh, these pies are beyond they're ungodly. Yeah. No, I'm not over. You've tried them. You've had them. They're unbelievable.
We had the chocolate peanut butter, I believe, something along those lines.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh. It was so good.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
I'll be taking your orders today. So.
Great.
Thank you, Tom.
If you haven't
Does it have
by.
To be a Thanksgiving pie, or can it be like a chocolate peanut
oh,
butter?
Oh, no. She's got all kinds of pies. It's not just
Very
like
excited.
The
no,
standards.
I bring this up because are you going to be contributing to the cooking at the Thanksgiving feast?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. I can't cook. I think I'm doing them a favor by not cooking. And I always try to promote like Boston Market for half of the...
They make a great sweet potato casserole.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good. I'm like, why is anyone cooking tonight? This is so
easy. That's a big thing now. More and more people are going out for Thanksgiving.
I tried that. Didn't go over.
What do you mean it didn't go over?
No, I suggested we do reservations.
Oh, I see.
But it didn't go over. So we are having...
Go to a nice restaurant. They do all the cleaning up, all the preparation.
Yeah.
Right. It's so easy. And then
Then your relatives can't linger because they have to drive home from the
restaurant. No, I invited them back, and then we could play cards and drink. That's what Thanksgiving's about.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right.
Huh. When I was a kid, we went to I grew up in Boston, and we went to Plymouth Plantation one year for Thanksgiving. They do like a really old – do you know what Plymouth Plantation is?
No.
Is this where everybody dresses up in old-time clothes?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's like everyone's dressed as pilgrims, and you watch people like churn butter and all that stuff.
So you eat
it had something
fish
to do with used car,
turkey,
used
right?
car dealer. I didn't know.
Now, Chick has pointed something out to me that every time I go to one of those Renaissance festivals or any of those things, it's the shoes that are always the dead giveaway.
Shoes will give them away. You'll have this entire the leather from head to toe and the puffy shirt and then a pair of Jordans. So
yeah. Now these days, now it's usually when the iPhone 7 goes off.
Thou
was teth entereth phoneth.
Excuseth.
Wow. What else is happening in New York these days?
New York is it's a big taxi cab culture here. They have a 217 taxi cab calendar coming out for anyone who wants to see a lot of dad bods and beer bellies and chest hair.
Huh. Oh, the cab drivers are all naked, huh?
They're naked?
Yeah, they have naked, exactly. Very unattractive for the most part. It's the opposite of the fireman calendar, I think.
Oh.
They're trying to make a big joke of it.
So it'd be a good joke gift for someone?
Nice. To say the least. Yeah.
Have you done any Christmas shopping yet?
Not at all. I'm starting to hear Christmas music already. Mm. That's happening. But no, I haven't done Christmas shopping yet. I'll probably do it all on Amazon, I think.
No.
That's a good move.
Christy, have you done any yet?
Yeah.
Oh,
I've done
God,
quite a
have
bit.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh, you're so good, Christy.
Well, I'm forced to because we're doing Christmas in Charleston, so I have to ship everything down there.
Okay, so what are you going to get?
I can't say what I'm going to get, people. Then
what do you want for Christmas?
There you go. That's a good question.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need anything. I'm good.
New boyfriend?
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Zac Efron slathered up in a little coconut oil.
No, I'm good.
Zac Efron.
I am good.
Okay. The kids are hard to shop for, though. I mean,
teenage girls
funny,
are
like,
hard. Yeah.
I know. And I was trying, you know, last time I saw my nieces and nephews, I tried giving them one of my old toys to play with. I gave them an old Etch-a-Sketch. They tried connecting it to Wi-Fi for 3
yeah,
hours.
No, those are the worst. I can't. That's in the Toy Hall of Fame.
Tom hates the Etch-a-Sketch. You hit a nerve.
What's, I mean, how do you discourage a child from being artistic? Well, give them something that makes drawing impossible. Then, of course, there's some dweeb that can recreate Da Vinci on it, and they think it's genius. But for a kid, it's the worst.
Yeah.
How do people do that? I don't understand. You can draw in straight lines. I don't know how people are these Etch-a-Sketch artists. It seems impossible.
The question is, why do they do it?
Yeah, good point.
Maybe every they kid, like it, Tom.
Every kid draws a stairway. Well, you can also swim across the ocean. But again, then you can stay home and watch TV. Allie, we got to run. Our guest comedian, Allie Breen, are you on the road this week?
I'm in New York, actually, this week. But I'll be coming out to Wiley's in Dayton the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Okay, good. So we'll look forward to seeing you live, and then we'll get you over here in the building somehow.
I would love that. That sounds great.
We'll get a pie for you.
Yes, please.
Shut up about the pie!
Okay, see ya, Allie.
See ya, Allie. Thanks.
Bye, guys.
No, I'm
bye,
giving you guys
Allie
a little Thanksgiving gift. But
that's
got,
very nice.
Very nice.
What are our choices
lady
again? I forget our
thank
choices.
You, Tom.
Do you have our
well,
list
I like,
of choices?
I think there was one like salted caramel.
Salted chocolate
something
cream. That's yeah, we got a whole. I'll give you
salted the chocolate cream. That sounds
it's
like me.
It's amazing.
Because I've had the peanut butter.
And I did.
Can I order an extra pie? I'll pay for it. I mean.
Yeah, and okay. She is going to do the peanut butter pie. I asked her yesterday. So I'm very excited about that.
That's amazing. The peanut butter pie.
They're very delicious.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.